Ndingenabuza from ama executives from ama various districts like inkulume lo mbalisi owebhinga hayi, inkulume lo munye owejotsholo and kathesi nisehwange government secondary school. Aba balisi babuyile laba abahlala esikolo and then abantwana kukhanya height enough namhla kade i-very low. Like ama-figures kade ngiwanikwa lama-teachers they were very low. Kwamanye ama-schools like ijotsholo kuthiwa kona abantwana befika kuphela ekuseni kuthiwa kona hambanini liyothatha ama-school fees and then abaningi bangikhona abazange baphenduke bekuthola kula abantwana abangu-20 or less from each and every class. Same applies lebhinga. Ama form 1 they supposed to have 2 classes but out of ama 2 classes wona lawo bekulama 18 girls kuphela kuma dormitories abaningi ababuyanga kukhanya iproblem kuthiwa kona ngama school fees.
Yesizwile njalo ke uhulumende sithi ababalisi bayanelisa ukuthi bafundise bangasuka esikolo bayifundisa abantwana ngekhaya bakhona abakwenza khonokho
abaningi kukhanya these days sebekuyenza kayi because imali ukanye igovernment okwakathesi avele anje abakhulumi ngama-salary increments but abalisi abaningi vele bayahluleka ukuthi umenzela abantu ababo esikolo. So the only way ukuthi bona labo ba-raise imali ukwenza ama-extra lessons ezindlini. So abaningi vele bangazuza isikhathi sona leso abantwana abafuna ukwenza ama-extra lessons. Abaningi vele sebenza ama-extra lessons vele siyabazi abayenza ama-extra lessons uyadlula sibili kulamabhenshi bebenza ama-studies awo endlini kambalisi.
Yes, ngathi kuyimalini ukuthi ufundise umntwana endaweni ezinjalo?
Ama-individuals bayacharge ama-$10 per student ngenyanga. So uyabona abantwana maybe around 20 or 30 somewhere there kuyadependa la lama-areas angu kona lapha engihlala khona mina ifanele ukuthi umbalisi oyedwa angaba labantwana abafika for 10 kumbe 15 up to a maximum of 20.